already talk about this? Oh my God, you guys. If I already talked about this, I don't want to not talk about it. I don't want to not answer the question if I did. I feel like so much like Big Fatty right now. But it's okay.
On the other hand,
you know, I thought, now what was that?
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty. Online.
Did I already talk about Big Fatty? If I already talked about Big Fatty, oh my God, I don't want to not talk about Big Fatty.
Yes! Well, hello everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 34-44 of the BFO for Monday the 19th of April 2021. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about my weekend, and y'all, there is a granny report. Big Fatty! Cheesies, Big Fatty, is that like Hendrick Cheese? No. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, you cheesies today, because y'all, it was a cheese-packed weekend, Big Fatty. So, in other words, what you're telling us is you're constipated. Well, maybe a little bit, but I'm doing okay. I'm recording Sunday afternoon prior to recording the little fatty cast. And y'all, I say, Big Fatty, why don't we just get right into it? My mind went to Hendrick again. Big Fatty! Yeah, see, y'all, first of all, before I go any further, I'd like to announce that as of today, Monday, I have gone 2 weeks after my second Fauci ouchie. So bring on the gentleman callers. Yes, Big Fatty, squeaky gentleman caller has been anxiously awaiting. Do you still have a voice? Oh, Big Fatty, it sounds like he's having... He's been on a ventilator. Oh, well, maybe we can get him to feel better soon. That would be lovely. Last time I talked to you was Thursday when I recorded the Friday little show. Y'all, I'm trying to think. Thursday, I don't, y'all, everything has just been a blur, and I do know I've nipple walked every day. Y'all, the weather has just been lovely, and y'all, there's only one reason it's been lovely, and y'all, that's because the humidity has been very low. Y'all, I'm almost having to pull out my chapstick. The humidity's so low. Big Fatty. maybe have to have a visit from Susie Chapstick. Big Fatty. Anyway, y'all, for right. I cooked. That poke roast that I got at the Sam's Club. I told y'all about that, didn't I? I don't remember what day I went to the Sam's. Oh, yes. No, for right day. Y'all, that's what it is. Well, I feel like I've told you this. Big Fatty, you sound like old Cricket Hat. Well, I don't know, because Thursday I went. Oh, no, I went back in the afternoon. Okay, y'all, I cooked that poke roast that I got on sale, and put it in the cracker pot and let it cook overnight. Y'all smelled so good when I woke up on Friday morning. And y'all, then I poured off all the grease and all off of that, and I put it in the Frigidaire, because y'all, my plan was to put it, you know, it had some of the fat. Yes, Big Fatty, the fat. It had some of the fat on it, and y'all was gonna put it on the on the charbroil. Out in the yard, and just let that let it get a little bit of a char on it, but I wasn't gonna do that until Saturday, so I put that in the Frigidaire, and y'all then for right night, y'all, we celebrated Durwood. We celebrated Durwood's celebration of exiting the birth canal, and y'all, we had y'all, first of all, I wanted to do something fancy. Something fancy. Because, y'all, we don't do giftettes, Granny and Durwood and I. So what we did, what I did, I asked Granny to get a card for all of us to sign, and he did that. And, y'all, it's very appropriate. But, y'all, we forgot to give it to him. So he's going to get his card. this week, y'all, before I tell you about that, y'all, I got, packages, y'all, I went to that replacements.com, y'all, I got me, a few more of the small solid plates, and, a few more of the, bowls, the soup bowls, y'all, so I have a service of 12 for each of those. Actually, I have a service of 13 of the solid plates. I don't know how I did that, but I did. Ready? And y'all, then I got, what else did I get? I got that. Oh, I got another serving platter. They call it the poke chop platter. And y'all, then they had a little thing. It was the solid plate, but they had handcrafted a bamboo handle on it. So it's very foo-foo. And y'all, so I washed all those things up. Y'all, I'm going to tell you something. If you order anything from this replacements.com, y'all, they are not a paid affiliate of the BFO, but y'all, I'm going to tell you something. There is no way in hell something is going to arrive from them via the FedEx broken. Y'all, there are so many packing peanuts and so much wrap and honeycomb kind of paper wrap and tissue paper around everything. Y'all, there's no way. There's just no way it's going to arrive broken. But anyway, I washed all that stuff up, and y'all, I set out on the veranda, y'all, I cut up, I had those two wedges of cheese that I got at the Von's East, and I had a bar of the cheddar cheese, and y'all, I cut up one of those Hickory Farm sausages, and y'all, then I put out cream cheese and chow chow. And put the cheese cookies on the fancy, on the fufu bamboo server. And y'all, Alex and Brendan, y'all, they had gotten Big Fatty a jar of, it was sheep and goat cheese squares. And y'all, it's packed in oil. And so I told him I was going to open that up for Durwood's birthday. And y'all, then I put out some Triscuits. And y'all, they also gave me some, they look like mini pieces of lasagna. But y'all, it's a cracker. It's a sourdough cracker. And they're kind of thick, so they don't break or anything. Put those out, and there was something. Oh yes, and y'all, we cracked open the final bottle of Tim and Alexa's one of his favorite wines. Y'all, we did the Pinot Noir, and had all that set up and everything. And y'all, it was just, you could tell that, you know, I always put out a little something ahead of the meal, but y'all took it up a couple of notches for Durwood's celebration of exiting the birth canal. And y'all, I'm going to tell you that that goat and sheep cheese or whatever it was, y'all, it was absolutely delicious, and especially delicious on those sourdough crackers. And y'all, Durwood and I drank the Pinot Noir, and young Nicholas was a little late arriving. He was working the trade. Well, maybe so. But Big Fatty, you gotta get it when you can, or while you can. It's true. But y'all, for supper, we had barbecue pulled chicken and barbecue brisket, and we had macaroni and cheese and Brussels sprouts and the Texas toast, and y'all, we had homemade banana pudding. Y'all, it was delicious. Now, it did not have the meringue, the toasted meringue topping on it like they do up there at the Dingleberries. But y'all, it was just lovely. And y'all, it was just a lovely evening. And like I say, we forgot to give Durwood his kid. And y'all, I was going to send him home with some cheese cookeries, and y'all forgot to do that too. So he's going to celebrate again this week. But y'all, as we have come to expect, Granny had a story for us.
It's time for Fatty's Granny Report. It's time for Fatty's Granny Report. Come on, Big Fatty, tell your listeners about Granny's spastic colon, coming to dinner at 4 p.m. and getting overserved and screaming, Daddy! It's time for Fatty's Granny Report. Come on, give us all some of your granny-loving details. Oh, and don't forget about the time he accidentally tossed his vape stick in a mop bucket in Nola.
Y'all, that of course is Mr. Cackle, and Mr. Cackle, thank you so much for that totally original, never heard before bumper. And y'all, Granny has rejoined the gymnatorium, and so y'all, he was telling us about his workout, and I think he said he had lost 3 pounds or something like that. Y'all, he's only got 300 more to go. Penny. But anyway, he said he did a mile on the treadmill, and then he did a mile on the bicycle? I think it was the bicycle. And y'all, then he did he did the weights and the legs. And y'all, I know this is an audio podcast, but y'all, what he did, he's sitting in the chair, and y'all, he's pushing his legs like he's pushing on the plate to raise the weights, okay? And then he's waving both of his arms in the air like he's struggling to lift the barbells. And y'all, he's sitting there in the chair doing all this, and I said, Granny, did you actually look like that when you were at the gymnatorium? And of course, he says, idiot. And I said, yeah, he's just sitting there on the floor. Y'all, it's kind of like a baby kicking and having a hit, you know, if being fussy. I can just imagine the trainers there going, oh, he's having a leg and arm day, but don't disturb him because he'll have to start all over again. Y'all, it was the funniest damn thing. But you really had to be there to see it. But anyway, you get an idea. But anyway, y'all, on Saturday, what did I do on Saturday? Y'all, I went shopping at the Kohl's because I had the 30% off. Y'all, I went to the Clarence area, and y'all, they had an an Easter egg wreath on there. Y'all, I almost bought it in time for Easter, and I said, nah, I'll wait for it to go on sale. Y'all, and remember, I had 30% off on top of the clearance prices. And and then I got, they had a crema wreath storage bag. I said, well, I'll get that and put the Easter egg wreath in there. Got me some little Easter dish towels for the kitchen. And what else? I got a runner for my table out on the veranda. It's the summer colors and everything. And, y'all, I got a placemat to go on another little table I have out there that matches it. And, y'all, then they had the tablecloth that matches that. So I decided, well, I'll get that for the table inside. And, y'all, then there was something else that I got in there, too. I don't recall what it was. But, y'all, and I got free shipping. And the 30% off, y'all, I was happy as a pig in slop. Big Fatty, that's kind of what Granny looks like when he does arm and leg day. Saturday, I did fire up the charbroil, and I did char that poke roast, and then I pulled all the meat off of it. Y'all, there was a lot of meat on that thing. And y'all, it had a nice flavor and everything too. And by the way, remember those M&M's with the English toffee and the peanut that I didn't like? Y'all, I finished them off because you know that's how Big Fatty do. And then Saturday evening, I just watch some things on the TV machine, and it seems like I did something else, but damn if I remember what it was. Big Fatty, once again, you're sounding like old Cricket Hat. And y'all, Sunday, got up and had McCorfrey, read the newspaper, I'm in the process of finishing up the big Sudoku. Because I hadn't finished it up yet, but, anyway, I usually come back to it a couple of times, during the weekend, and, y'all, I'm preparing for Hortensia's, return visit on Tuesday, and, y'all, just got a few things in the fire, on the fire, on the back burner. I don't know what the hell that's called. But y'all have got a few more vaccine reports. Evidently, DJ Ron has his side effects kicked in a week after he got his. And DJ Ron, you ought to call it in and tell us all about it. But y'all, that pretty much has been my weekend. Yes, Big Fatty! Oh, yeah, Gussie, y'all, one other thing. I had a wooden, little wooden, basic wooden table with just a square box that I had covered in fabric, and I've had it for years and years. Don't know where it came from, but y'all, I ripped all that fabric off, and now I've painted it Charleston green, which looks kind of blah. But anyway, that was my little DIY. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard old Cricket Hat from over there at the Geeky Gay and the Mixed Up Minus, and Adam, I know you kind of get mixed up. You know, you really should do the Sudoku. It'll help you with your memory.
Did I already talk about Big Fatty? If I already talked about Big Fatty, oh my God, I don't want to not talk about Big Fatty.
Oh, well, I can understand that. Everybody wants to talk about Big Fatty.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one. Yes! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.